This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We'll be right back. This is the Mason Crosby Show. It's the Mitch Nellis edition of the Mason Crosby Show here on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM. The Fan, our studio is powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Lots of great interaction on Facebook and on Twitter about Aaron Rodgers. And are you still into the drama? Are you curious about where he ends up? As the Jets wrote a beautiful, touching love letter to him yesterday that they released press release style. We all got to hear that on yesterday's show. Again, my name is Mitch Nellis, and it is All-Star Weekend in the NBA, and nobody knows what that means because there's like four different teams, and they're playing a mini tournament. I thought the NHL was doing that right now, so I thought the NHL kind of already had dibs on that. But let's find out more about what's going on in San Francisco, all the fun different events that are happening, some of the events that we thought might be happening but aren't happening. He is co-host of Willard and Dibs, 2 to 6 weekdays on 95.7 The Game in San Francisco. Mark Willard on the show. Mark, welcome back to the Mason Crosby Show. I apologize Mason's not here today, but he doesn't know anything about the NBA anyway. So, no, I'm just kidding.
I mean, as you just put it, who does? I don't know if anybody knows
exactly
this weekend, but all good. Here we are. How are we doing?
We're doing great. We're doing great. We know Giannis is not participating. We know Dame is trying to three-peat in the three-point contest, and we know that there's three teams of eight that we already know about, and then there'll be one more team, and they're going to play a mini tournament. And like, what's the feel in San Francisco around this weekend right now?
Well, a little bit of curiosity, and I'll be real, a little bit of disappointment, just because I think all along people assumed that Steph Curry was going to have some sort of extra special presence. And mm-hmm. I happen to know, actually, that these conversations went all the way down to late Wednesday evening with regard to Steph Curry and Sabrina Ionescu kind of redoing that battle, and they invited Caitlin Clark.
Right, we heard, yep.
Didn't want to do it. And all of these things were in discussion, and I think everybody just assumed, well, he'll do something, and I don't think he's going to do anything. So it's like, you're going to have the All-Star game in San Francisco, and Steph Curry will just be in the game. And that's it. And so I'm not going to lie. I think that's a little disappointing to people.
Sure.
But outside of that, yeah, curiosity as to what this new format is going to look like and if it will bring some eyeballs and intrigue to it. I sort of believe that the if this is even possible in the All-Star game, that the fix is in. I think when you look at the rosters, you can tell who's going to win and that they're sort of trying to build toward the final, which is going to be Shaq's team versus Charles Barkley's team.
Yep.
Shaq's team has the old guys. They've got LeBron, they've got Steph, they've got Kevin Durant. And Barkley's team has kind of the current or younger stars, which is Jokic and Shai Gilgeous and Wemby. And it's like, I don't think these guys actually drafted these teams. Let's put it that way.
That's what I said. I agree, Mark.
Yeah, they're told who to draft, and that way we can build toward the final they want.
Yeah, and I what I would say, Mark Willard, 95.7 The Game in San Francisco, joining us. What I would say to that is, like, instead of making it contrived, then, like, at least let people know. Like we're not so dumb to not assume that as fans. And if that's the way you want it, like, I think fans would almost embrace that if you said it's the all-stars who've been there 10-plus times versus the guys who've been there less than five. Like, I think there's some fun to that matchup if you build it up that way, as opposed to this, like, well, they got drafted by the TNT guys and that's who they picked. Like, we're not dumb anymore. Like, sports fans aren't dumb anymore, Mark.
Well, I don't know if I agree with that, but no. I will say this. I mean, I just think the NBA has sort of arrived at the same place that men do when it comes to, like, trying to figure out what's the right thing to say to a woman. Like, they have no clue.
It's Valentine's Day, Mark. It's Valentine's Day.
I know. That's why I kind of went for this analogy. It's like they're just trying something new. I don't think they have any idea what to do. I sort of feel for them. There's no great answer. They've all sort of admitted that what they put on display last year was a joke, and it was embarrassing, and nobody liked it. And so they've acknowledged that. But what's the fix for it? You know, like, you can make this tournament and now sort of make it old guys versus young guys. But even if you do that, if they just go out there and play the same way they did last year, it's not watchable. It's not watchable. You've got a dunk contest that has no one that anyone's ever heard of in it.
True.
It's unfortunate because I love the game. It's a great weekend to celebrate the game, but the message I think the NBA gives its fans too often is that we just don't really want to be here. And in entertainment, when you tell your audience you don't want to be here, then they don't want to be either.
Do you have a fix to this? Because I know that Major League Baseball tried to do home field advantage. I think that bastardizes the team that has the best record. I don't think you can do that. I think that if you just got back to East-West and actually gave these guys like pride being on the line, I think it'd be better than what it is now. I don't know if that's an answer. And if you don't have a fix, that's okay too. Like, I mean, they've tried all sorts of things and it hasn't been fixed, so...
I feel like what they're heading toward, and I'm intrigued by it, is this USA versus the world thing.
Yes.
So if you did have a Giannis, Luka, Jokic team,
dude, they would play hard.
They might, and that's my only idea. I don't know that they would, but
would. I don't know if anybody else would, but.
And get Wemby in there now too. Like, we've got enough players to where you really could make this a thing, and if, similar to what we saw in the Olympics, if pride really, really kind of kicks in, then you might have a more watchable game. But I cannot say with 100% confidence that they would play hard under those circumstances either.
Agreed.
Yeah. We're here with Mark Willard of 95.7 The Game, Willard and Dibs out in the Bay Area. Mark, it's Tommy here. I just want to bring up, is the NBA foolish to set it up how you're going to set it up here, where you think it would be Shaq's OGs, by the way, that's the team name in case you were wondering, going up against Chuck's Global Stars? Would it not be a smarter ploy, with hearing the ratings are down and people aren't watching the NBA, to market Kenny's young guys, young stars, versus the Global Stars, and try to grow the game for the younger audience in San Francisco at this tournament?
I think that that's a good idea in theory, but the bottom line is you're sort of still X-ing out the television characters that we know. You have to hold on to those as long as you've got them, and that's why the league still to this day, I mean, think about it. You got the National Basketball Association, and if you asked who their two biggest draws are in terms of ratings, one of them's 40 and the other one's turning 37 in a couple weeks. That's pretty wild and a little scary, to be honest with you.
Yep.
So I get where you're coming from, which is like, hey, let's market these new people, but at what cost, right? To where, like, the people who really know and love your game, especially where one of those two big draws is the host of the event this weekend, are you going to kind of X that regular fan out by not giving them what they want? I almost compare it to golf. You know, we watch... Like, they're still trying to market us Tiger Woods. He has no ability to go win a tournament anymore, but they haven't found anybody else that's going to capture our attention in the same way.
I think that's fair. Mark Willard joining us from 95.7 The Game in San Francisco with all eyes on LeBron and Steph. Speaking of Steph, let's ask you a Warriors question. How's Jimmy Butler doing? Our buddy Jimmy from Marquette, Milwaukee. We hate him here. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah, you know what? Honeymoon phase is in full effect. Let's put it that way.
Fair.
He's arrived, and they've gone 3-1 since then. Nice win in Houston last night.
Yep.
And they tripped up in Dallas a couple of nights ago, but they just did basically a road trip with him where they went 3-1, and they do look better. They look better. Like, they're a team that really had a hard time in the final 5 minutes of games. Getting off good shots and sort of running offensive sets. And if you know Jimmy Butler at all, he's somebody who can grab a ball and go get fouled and get to the free throw line. And
true.
The Warriors were really, they were missing that. And so now they've got that. So they're still old and they're still not good enough, but they're better. And so there's some newfound optimism.
We know we only got a couple minutes left with you. I got to switch gears real quick. Brock Purdy talk out of San Francisco. Is Aaron Rodgers going to be your quarterback next year?
Aaron Rodgers is not going to be our quarterback this year. If you have a lot of money, if you have a lot of money to waste, then I want you to go to those overseas markets, which are telling you that the Niners are the second or the third favorite to get Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
Put all of your money on that, and then explain to your kids why they won't be going to college someday.
I love it.
Literally, in all of sports right now, you just talked about how sports fans aren't dumb.
Yes.
They may not be, but sports media sure is. Because
yes.
This is the longest-ranging, stupidest conversation that keeps happening over and over, where people, for some reason, seemingly are trying to get the 49ers to not believe what we already know they believe, which is that Brock Purdy is their quarterback and that they actually think he's good and that he has been good and that he's gone to two NFC title games in 3 years and gone to a Super Bowl and all of these things. He's not a perfect player. He's not Josh Allen. He's not Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes. But I don't know why the world is having such a hard time receiving what the Niners are literally telling them. They're sitting there going, this is not controversial to us. We are not sitting here hemming and hawing about this. This is going to be quick, easy, and painless. They're going to sign Brock Purdy to an extension very soon, and he will be their starting quarterback for years to come.
What is the deal going to look like? Is it going to be in the 50s? Is it going to touch 60? Is it going to be close?
And obviously I know you guys know, like, the way these are structured is a little bit more complex than the average annual value. I have no doubt that this is going to be north of 50.
Yep.
I don't know if it touches 60, and what's more important is the structure of it. It's
of
the
course.
Length of the deal, right? It's the guaranteed money. I don't think Brock Purdy is going to be the highest paid player in the NFL, but it's going to be a very big number. He's a good quarterback, and good quarterbacks get really big numbers. So I don't know if it's Dak or Jared Goff. It's one of those. It's somewhere in between.
Got it. Mark, thank you so much for taking the time today, and enjoy the weekend. Bask in the glow of the NBA, and I'm sure we'll catch up to you down the road, maybe during draft time, to talk about the Niners and the Packers, or depending on how the Warriors do, we'll catch up with some Warriors talk as well down the road.
You guys call anytime.
Thank you so much. Mark Willard, 95.7, The Game in San Francisco, part of Willard and Dibs every afternoon, 2 to 6, there on 95.7, The Game. Awesome, awesome insight into what the All-Star Weekend is looking like, the disappointment. He had to run, so we didn't really get into the fact that, like, even if he's not doing stuff, I feel like Steph Curry is still like the MC Saturday
right.
night. Like, if I'm whoever it is Saturday night on TNT and inside the arena, I'm just giving him a mic. And, like, whoever you're sitting next to, whoever you're, you know, you're goofing around on the court.
Right.
You're goofing around in the crowd
Guess
with your buddies.
Interviewing players.
Right.
Like something
you,
like that.
Like, you are the MC. You are the master of ceremonies. You get to do it. You're Steph Curry. We're in San Francisco. Besides Draymond Green going on like some rant, he can do that on his podcast. You get to do whatever you want. And I think fans are, like, honestly, you talked about spicing up Saturday night and you know, Steph's not doing the three-point contest and he's not doing the thing with Sabrina and nobody wants to watch dunk contest. Honestly, if I know that Steph has an open mic all night, I'm much more likely to tune in I'm a hardcore NBA fan, but I'm going to go to 13-year-old Court. My nephew Court is in the studio. Court, you are a huge Steph Curry Warriors fan, right?
Yes.
I'm guessing, like, the three-point contest isn't, like, you'll watch it, but it's not the most exciting thing in the world for you, right?
No.
If you knew that Steph Curry was on the mic, like, narrating it and the MC and, like, goofing around with all his buddies during the three-point contest, would you watch that?
Most certainly.
Okay, so you heard it right there from Court. He's all in on this, I actually think it happens. Like,
yeah.
I would be surprised if they drop the ball. Steph's going to be there.
Do you know why, Mitch? Because if they do it where it's tournament style, right,
mm-hmm.
where one team gets eliminated, you can double dip. You can have Steph Curry play for the Shaq OG team, have him lose, and then still be the MC while you can market your young stars and market your global stars. I do disagree with Mark. I think he's coming from a little bit of bias being from the Bay Area.
Okay.
I think LeBron James is still the most marketable player in the NBA. I don't know.
You don't think Steph is two?
I don't know if Steph's number two.
I think he's two still, but I think the margin has closed up a lot.
When it comes to a global game,
yes.
If Giannis was in this game, Giannis is ahead of Steph Curry.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to a global game, Victor Wembanyama is still on this game.
I think they're both in the conversation. I actually think Wemby might have passed Giannis.
I agree. I think
I think it might be LeBron, Steph, Wemby, Giannis. But where's Jokic?
Jokic is still, again, another guy on the global team has all MVP winners and candidates all over this team. You have Jokic, you have Wemby, you have Shea, you had Giannis until he went down. You know, you can still market it off with Kat, who's having a great year for New York.
True.
When you go to the young players, again, You have Anthony Edwards on this team. Cade Cunningham having a great season. Detroit, for the first time since 2009, is above 500 at the All-Star break. Since 2009, right? There's other players like Jalen Williams, who if you think the Thunder are going to carry out and have a dynasty because of how great they set themselves up for the future, he's going to still be very prevalent in this league and a part of that Thunder team. I just think that the mastermind plan, while I get it, LeBron and KD and Steph are all on the Shaq OG team, it kind of might be a better idea for the NBA to start putting focus on these young guys and global guys to grow the game exponentially.
Will the NBA fix the two semifinals games?
It's the NBA. It's the league we've talked about that has had the most fix in on anything ever in sports. So I wouldn't put it past them by any means. I do understand that there is storyline with the OG team where LeBron and Anthony Davis are playing again together.
Yeah.
So that could be another one where I still see them.
Anthony Davis is replaced.
Well, he got replaced by Kyrie.
But he'll be there.
But he'll be there, right?
We assume.
So that might
Although
be
is Giannis going to be there? I assume Giannis is not there.
I would assume he's going to be there.
I kind of don't want
him
to be.
You don't see Giannis being hyping up Andre Jackson Jr. during the dunk contest.
But Dame is there.
I get it.
I kind of want Giannis not to be there.
No, I think he's going to be there.
I think you're right.
I think the NBA. Right, so I would put it out as much to say as the NBA is making him go.
Or what? They definitely are strongly suggesting.
Right. If he doesn't have the torn ACL and he can walk and whatnot, the NBA wants him there.
414-677-1250 is the phone number. 414-677-1250. The Nicolay Law Fan talking text line. Still need your best Valentine's Day gifts, your best Valentine's Day gifts ideas, and also, historically, what's the best thing you did for Valentine's Day? Throw that in on the text line. 414-677-1250. We talked pro hoops. We're going to talk a little more Bucks and turn our eye to college basketball. The first 16 get announced this weekend. If you had asked me about this 2 weeks ago, I would have told you Marquette's in, Wisconsin's out. How the tables have turned, my friend, in the world of college basketball. And I will ask you, when do you start paying attention to college basketball? It is February 14th. It is Valentine's Day. March Madness is 31 days. It's basically a month away. 4 weeks plus 3 days. Yeah, it's basically about 31 days away, a true month away. Are you starting to pay attention to the rankings? Are you starting to pay attention to the standings? Or is it still not on your radar until we get to March 1st? And then you go to Mason and Molly Crosby's dinner, and then all of a sudden you start paying attention to college basketball. 414-677-1250, your thoughts on college basketball, as well as we are paying attention to both Marquette and Wisconsin here on the Mason Crosby Show. It's the Mitch Nellis edition from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM. The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, and super producer Tommy's here.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.